The Vietnam War, it's over.
Your job's just begun.
A new HBO original limited series.
Welcome to the world of Spycraft. Strap in.
From executive producers Park Chan-wook and Robert Downey Jr.
What are you concealing?
Based on the Pulitzer Prize-winning novel by Viet Thanh Nguyen.
What if I told you that I was a communist spy?
How did you become this?
The Sympathizer, streaming April 14th on Max. Subscription required.
Next up, we have a call from Nicholas in Florida who has a garage door situation. What's going on, Nicholas?
My garage door opener just went kaput. The gear mechanism on top of it is chain-driven. It broke off.
How old is the garage door opener?
I'm assuming it's original with the home, and my home's approximately 17 years old.
Nicholas, time for a new door opener, my friend.
They've made modern advancements in garage door mechanisms.
Yeah, for example, they're much safer today. They have pinch-free doors so that nobody can get their fingers stuck in them. There are multiple mechanisms to help reverse the door if someone gets stuck under it, a child, for example. Or
even just scrambles under it as it's closing.
Yeah, or even if it comes down on your car or something. You know, they have electric eyes, and they also have sensors in the tracks. You know, the garage door openers have changed dramatically over the last 10 to 20 years. Originally, they had no reversing mechanism. They only went down and crushed whatever it came in contact with. And then they had mechanisms in the track, and now they have to have at least two reversing mechanisms. So usually they have electric eyes and reversing mechanisms in the track. So it's probably not worth repairing a 17-year-old garage door opener. In fact, it's definitely not worth repairing it unless it's something very simple that you can do yourself. So I would encourage you to look for a new one. And another feature that I recently saw, which I thought was very cool, is now they have garage door openers with battery backups. Because, you know, if your electricity goes out...
Oh, my gosh, you'll be stuck with the door down.
Exactly. So you could look for one with a battery backup, and there's just enough juice in there to open the door a few times so you won't get stuck. And so for all of those reasons, it's a good idea to get a new one.
Well, here's my question.
Yeah, now that we've pulled out our soapbox and lectured to you for the last 60 seconds, we'll let you ask your question because that's the kind of folks we are.
Great. Well, I tell you what, I just found your show last weekend, and I was really excited about it. And I said, well, heck, I'm in a purchase mode, and, well, I'll just call them and get their opinion. My question is this. It's on a chain-driven mechanism. I've been on the Internet looking at the various products that are available out there, and they've got one that doesn't use a chain. It's not the same setup as a chain-driven or a belt-driven type unit. It goes from side to side above the garage door, and it has like a cable that goes through the bottom of the garage door, and it lifts it that way.
Right. Is that the Wayne Dalton one?
That is correct.
Yeah, that's an excellent one. Wayne Dalton won the Consumer Product Safety Commission Safety Award. I think they call it the Chairman's Award or something like that some years ago. That's a really, really good door, so that's a good choice.
Okay, now how difficult on a scale of 1 to 10 would that be for me to do a conversion from the chain-driven setup?
I'm not so sure that you can put that in without changing the door, if that's what your question is. Because I know that the way those doors are designed, that they are extremely sensitive to changes in the door design. For example, if you were to try to put that on an old door, I'm not so sure it would work. You may have to buy the door and the door opener together. So you might want to check that out, because I know that Wayne Dalton is also the patent holder of the pinch-free overhead garage door. The joint where the panels come together is designed so that if your fingers were in it, it actually pushes your hand out of the way.
And then, you know, I'm just trying to make it a wise consumer choice here, because if it's a requirement that I have to buy a door, I think I've got probably one of the better doors that's out on the market already. Lo and behold, the home that I purchased, the previous homeowners, that was a theatrical room or home theater room.
Well, I would suggest that you check with the distributor to find out if it will fit the door that you have, but if not, get a new door. But a Wayne Dalton door is an excellent door. I'm real familiar with that.
Well, if I don't go that route now, do you recommend maybe staying with the chain system that I've got?
I think that the chain system is fine. I don't really have a particular preference one way or the other, as long as it has all of the safety mechanisms. Okay?
Well, you've been very helpful, and I look forward to listening to you in the future.
Thank you very much, Nicholas. Thanks so much for calling us at 1-888-MONEYPIT, 888-666-3974.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.